我们先来读几段的圣经。
Shall we read some passages of scripture?
诗篇137篇。
Psalm 137.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想西安就哭了。我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌，抢夺我们的要我们作乐，说给我们唱一首西安歌吧。我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷过于我最喜乐的，情愿我的舌头贴于上膛。耶路撒冷遭难的日子，以东人说拆毁拆毁，直拆到根基。耶和华，求你纪念这仇。将要被灭的巴比伦城啊，报复你，向你待我们的那人变为有福，拿你的婴孩摔在磐石上的那人变为有福。
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remember Zion. Upon the willows in the midst of it, we hung our harps. For there our captors demanded of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, you devastated one, how blessed will be the one who repays you with the recompense with which you have repaid us. How blessed will be the one who seizes and dashes your little ones against the rock.
我们知道这首歌的特点是诗歌的当中套着诗歌。
We know that the main characteristic of this hymn is that it is a psalm of glory among all the songs.
因为这首诗歌是诗人他为着另外的一首诗歌他而写下来的。
Because this is a song that the psalmist wrote for another song.
那么我们是从以色列的敌人的口中就知道这首歌叫做锡安歌。
And so from the mouth of the enemies of Jerusalem, we know that this is the song of Zion.
我们下面再来念诗篇的48篇。
Next, let's turn to Psalm 48.
诗篇48篇的第一、第二节。
In verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 48.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上该受大赞美。锡安山大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king.
诗篇137篇在那里说锡安歌。
In Psalm 137, we see that this is the song of Zion.
那么诗篇48篇就告诉我们说这是一首什么样的歌。
And in Psalm 48, it tells us what type of song this is.
我们只念了两节，我们不必把诗篇48篇我们把它全部念完。
We only read the first two verses of Psalm 48. We don't need to read the entire chapter.
那么我们就可以知道说原来锡安歌就是那荣耀弥赛亚大君王的歌。
And so we learn from this that the song of Zion is the song of Messiah, the one from Zion.
锡安歌就是那天上荣耀耶路撒冷的歌。
And the song of Zion is this glorious song of Jerusalem.
很稀奇的一座城它是有两个名字。
It's so interesting that this city has two names.
这座城它在地上叫做耶路撒冷，它在天上叫做锡安。
On earth, the city is called Jerusalem, but in heaven, it is called Zion.
那么就好像雅各是在他旧人里边的名字。
It's just like Jacob. In his old man, that was his name.
但是在那个属天新人的里边，他的名字叫以色列。
But in his new man, he is called Israel.
那么地上的耶路撒冷是会过去的。
Now, the earthly city of Jerusalem will pass away.
但是属天的锡安是永远不朽坏的。
But the heavenly Zion will never perish.
那么那些在圣地考古的那些专家就告诉我们。
And so those who study the Holy Land, they tell us.
那么在今天的耶路撒冷的城下面，起码还有25层。
That in today's Jerusalem, below the city, there must be about 25 different layers.
那么换一句话就是说，在过去的历史的里边。
In another words, in past history,
耶路撒冷是建了被拆，拆了又被建，起码有来来回回的25次的经历。
That Jerusalem, the city, has gone through about 25 different times of being destroyed and built up again and again.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲教会的建造和教会的前途。
So today when we speak of the building up of the church and its future,
我们不是站在地上的耶路撒冷，我们是站在锡安的里边。
We are not standing upon the earthly Jerusalem, but upon the heavenly Zion.
因为地上的耶路撒冷是千变万化，是靠不住的。
Because we do know that the earthly Zion, no matter what, it is unreliable.
那么我们都知道，今天的平安之城其实一点都不平安。
And we also know that today, the city of peace has no peace.
但是锡安是永远得胜的。
However, Zion forever will overcome.
所以诗篇48篇就告诉我们说，他要为全地所喜悦。
And so in Psalm 48, it tells us that it will be pleasing to the whole earth.
那么虽然在圣经里边，这两个名字常常的是指着一座城。
So even though these two names in the Bible oftentimes speak of this one city,
但是我们知道他们的意义是完全不相同的。
But we do know that the meaning is entirely different.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是那些被掳的以色列人，他们坐在巴比伦的河边。
And so here we find that the remnants, they are sitting at the rivers of Babylon.
他们心中有一首歌叫做锡安歌。
And in their hearts, they have a song called the Song of Zion.
我们再来念启示录的14章。
Now let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 14.
1-3节。
Verses
我又观看，见羔羊，我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他的又有144,000人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这个。
Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps.And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
约翰看到天上荣耀锡安的异象。
John saw the vision of the glorious Zion.
在那里有羔羊和跟随羔羊的人。
And there was the Lamb and those who followed the Lamb.
那么说到那些人，约翰他就在这里讲到他们的几个特征。
And when John spoke of these followers of the Lamb, he spoke of several of their characteristics.
第一，他们是用羔羊用他的血从地上买来的。
First, they are purchased from the earth by the blood of the Lamb.
所以我们知道弟兄姊妹，我们若是跟随羔羊的话，我们的起点在他的血。
And so, brothers and sisters, we know that if you are a follower of the Lamb, that your beginning starts from His blood.
第二，他们跟随羔羊。
And secondly, those who follow the Lamb,
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
That no matter where He goes, they follow Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个跟随不是只在心意上的，也是在经历里的。
Brothers and sisters, this following is not just in your heart, but in experience.
因为今天当然我们每个人都有心愿意跟随羔羊。
Because of course, all of us, we have the desire in our hearts to follow him.
但是我们知道羔羊在地上的经历就是十字架。
However, we also know that the experience of the lamb on earth is the cross.
所以我们也必须进到同样的经历的里边去跟随他。
So we also need to enter into the same experience to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，没有第二条路，只有这一条路。
Brothers and sisters, there's no other way. This is the only way.
没有第二个经历，只有这唯一的一个经历，我们能够来跟随他。
There is no other second experience. This is the only experience in following him.
那么第三点，这是最重要的一点。
And thirdly, which is the most important.
那么就是他们都唱新歌。
And that is that they all sing a new song.
那么也就是说了，我们第一点、第二点我们都有了，但是如果我们不会唱那首新歌的话，我们仍然算不上是跟随他的。
And so that is to say, if you have the first and the second points, but you cannot sing this new song, you cannot be counted as one who follows him.
那么那一首的新歌，我们就知道乃是锡安的歌。
And that new song we know is the song of Zion.
我们读经就读到这里，然后我们有一点祷告。
This is our scripture reading. Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
愿我们在你宝座前聚集的时候，
And as we gather together before your throne,
你把你同在的荣耀赏赐给我们。
You have given us your glorious presence.
主，我们深知道你就在我们里面。
And deeply in our hearts, we know that you are within us.
但是我们要说，我们的心愿意归给你做宝座。
But we also want to say we want to offer up our hearts as your throne.
叫你所说的话在我们里边吸引我们。
So that the words that you speak to us, may it attract us.
我们能够说你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
We want to say only you have the words of life, to whom else shall we turn?
主，我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
愿你听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
诗篇137篇我们读过的话，就知道它是一首灵里边魂里边都充满了那种强烈感情的一首的诗歌。
If you have read Psalm 137, you know that it is a song that is full of emotion in your heart and soul.
我们说它灵的感情强的话，那当然是因为通篇它都是在说到锡安。
And yes, we say it's full of emotion because we do know that they are speaking of Zion.
那么我们如果说它的感情充满的话，那么是因为诗人当时所处的那个历史的背景。
And we say it's also full of emotion because we also understand the historical background of the author.
那么旧约的历史就告诉我们说，
And in Old Testament history, it tells us,
从主前607年一直到586年这30年的时间的里边，
In about 607 to 586 BC, about these 30 years,
那么巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒他就曾经三次他攻占过耶路撒冷城。
Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had captured the city of Jerusalem 3 times.
那么我们的主说仇敌来了，无非是要偷盗杀害毁坏，这话是一点都不错的。
And yes, our Lord says that the enemy comes to kill, to destroy, and to steal, and what he says is absolutely true.
那么每一次巴比伦的王
来。
And every time the king of Babylon came,
他都是在耶路撒冷的全城杀一遍，烧一遍，毁一遍。
And he would come to kill, to destroy, and to burn.
那么到了最后一次的时候
，And at that last time,
尼布甲尼撒王他不但是放火烧毁了耶路撒冷圣城和所罗门的圣殿。
Not only did Nebuchadnezzar come to burn down and destroy Solomon's temple,
他抢夺了圣殿和王宫宝库里一切的财物。
He also stole all of the furniture, all of the things within the temple.
他还下令把南国犹大所有的人都通通连根拔起，都带到巴比伦。
And he also ordered all the people of the southern kingdom of Judah to be uprooted, carried into exile.
所以我们知道这叫做犹大的被掳。
And so we know that this was the captivity of Judah.
那么巴比伦它在属灵的意义里边，我们都知道是代表偶像和宗教的那个世界。
And we also know the meaning behind Babylon. It represents idolatry and idol worship.
所以我们知道以色列被掳巴比伦，他们不但是在那边做亡国奴的。
And so we know that for Israel, they were taken captive not only just to be slaves.
那么他们在那里，他们失去了做神儿女的自由、尊严和产业。
There they lost their dignity and also their freedom as the children of God.
而且他们要在那里向巴比伦的偶像来屈膝敬拜。
And there they were also ordered to kneel down and worship the idols in Babylon.
所以在但以理书第三章的时候，我们就在那里看见。
And so in Daniel chapter 3, there we see.
那么当时尼布甲尼撒王他在巴比伦造了一座高大的一座金的偶像。
We see that Nebuchadnezzar constructed a very great and tall golden statue.
那么然后呢，他就命令所有在巴比伦统治下的人民，无论是从各方各国各民族来的。
And then he set up a command, a word to all the people, no matter what nation, what language you spoke in.
那么只要乐器的声一响起来。
As soon as the instrument sounded.
那么巴比伦的全国全民，他们就要全体的匍匐敬拜这个金像。
The entire nation, all the residents of Babylon needed to kneel down and worship this image.
那么尼布甲尼撒王他还下令说，凡不匍匐敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。
And he also said, whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire.
那么这是他们被掳巴比伦的难处。
Now this was the difficulty in captivity.
但是我们不要以为这个难处只是这一尊的偶像。
But don't think that this difficulty was just for this one golden image.
读圣经的弟兄们就告诉我们。
The brothers who read scripture tell us.
当时在巴比伦的城里有大大小小各种各样的偶像，有2000多尊。
There was about 2,000 some idols, whether great or small, throughout the entire city of Babylon.
那么如果我们说一个人他一天拜一个偶像的话，
If we are to say that one person would worship one idol per day,
那么这个人他如果拜完一圈的话，大概起码要7年。
If you were to worship all of them, it would take about 7 years.
所以我们看见了现在那些以色列人。
And so we see the Israelites of today.
他们不但是被掳来做亡国奴的。
Not only have they been enslaved as captives.
而且他们的饮食起居，甚至躺下睡觉，都是在偶像堆里的。
All of their food and drink and even the beds that they lay upon have been offered up to idols.
所以被掳巴比伦对他们来讲不只是失败。
So to be an exile in Babylon, not only was it a failure for them,
更是一个极大的羞辱。
It was also great shame.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是诗人里边那种强烈的感情。
So brothers and sisters, this is the strong emotion that is within the heart of the poet.
他说，我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一吹响西安就破了。
He said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remember Zion.
今天我们常常会为着自己所受的委屈，会为着自己所经历的一些的难处，我们流泪的。
Today, oftentimes for our own difficulties or the misunderstandings placed upon us, we will weep for ourselves.
多愁善感，这是人之常情的。
It's very normal to be sad for these situations.
那么我们最近在Dumbo，我们福音查经的时候，我们在读创世纪。
And recently in Dumbo for our Bible study group, the Gospel Bible study group, we're reading the book of Genesis.
那么我们查到创世纪二十三章二节的时候。
And so when we read Genesis chapter 23.
那么那里说，当撒拉去世的时候，亚伯拉罕为撒拉的死哀痛哭嚎。
And so there it tells us that when Sarah died, Abraham, he wept and mourned for his wife.
那么我们在分组交通的时候。
And so when we split up into groups for further fellowship.
那么就有人就问了。
Somebody told us or asked us.
说亚伯拉罕为什么要哀痛哭嚎呢？
And so why did Abraham lift up his voice to weep?
这是一个蛮难的问题，是不是？
Is this a difficult question?
所以我就反问他。
And so I also asked this person.
为什么亚伯拉罕不哭呢？
Why did Abraham not weep?
弟兄姊妹，就连约伯。
Even Job.
他落在极大的难处的当中，他的朋友这个时候也过来指责他。
When he was in great difficulty, his friends came to also, to rebuke him.
就连义人约伯在那个时候，他也免不了说，我向神是眼泪汪汪的。
A righteous man like Job, even he himself says, my eye weeps to God.
所以我们说多愁善感流泪，这是人之常情。
And so we say that it is very normal for a person to weep when you are going through sad times.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
我们若是以为当年那些坐在巴比伦河边的以色列人。
When, if you are to think of the people who sat by the rivers of Babylon,
他们说他们一追向西安就哭了。
That when they remember Zion, they wept.
他们的眼泪也是因为多愁善感，是为这世上的这些的难处羞辱而流的话，那么我们就错了。
If you think that their tears are just for the difficulties and the shame that they bore here in Babylon, then you are wrong.
因为实在来说，这些人哭，他们不是为着自己所受的难处哭的。
Because honestly speaking, they are not weeping for the difficulties that they are going through.
也不是为着当时他们所落在那种极大的羞辱里边来哭的。
And they are not weeping because of the great shame that they have now, that they are going through.
因为诗人说得很清楚，我们一追想西安就哭了。
Because the psalmist says very clearly here, when we remembered Zion, that is when we wept.
弟兄姊妹，西安是他们流眼泪的目的。
Brothers and sisters, they weep because of Zion.
被掳叫以色列人，他们在巴比伦失去了一切所有的。
In captivity in Babylon, the people had lost everything.
他们在巴比伦失去了地位，失去了他们的产业，失去了他们的家乡、圣城和圣殿。
They had lost their position, their jobs, their inheritance. They had lost the holy city. They had lost everything.
现在巴比伦轻看他们，巴比伦的偶像更轻看他们。
Now the people of Babylon looked down upon them. Even the idols would look down upon them.
一面是因为耶路撒冷在这个时候已经成为荒场。
Because on one hand, Jerusalem had already been demolished.
那么另一面，所罗门的圣殿现在是连一块石头都不在一块石头的上面。
On the other hand, it was also because the holy temple that Solomon built, not one stone was left upon another.
那么这些被掳的以色列人。
Now for these remnants.
那么他们是经历过耶路撒冷城风风雨雨的人。
They had gone through the abundant days, the glorious days in Jerusalem.
他们看见现在连大卫的帐幕，连所罗门的圣殿都已经倒塌了。
In the tomb of David, as well as the holy temple of Solomon, now everything had been destroyed.
所以实在来说，他们里边对地上的这座城，他们已经绝望了。
And so towards all of these earthly things, they had already lost hope.
那么现在巴比伦和巴比伦的偶像在他们面前，好像是已经全然得胜了。
And it seems as if Babylon and all the idols of Babylon have already gained the victory.
所以我们就看见那些巴比伦人他们在河边尽情地来嘲笑讥诮他们。
And so we see the people of Babylon there at the rivers of Babylon, they are laughing and mocking them.
所以他们说你们来给我们唱歌，来给我们作乐吧。
They say, sing us one of the songs of Zion and have mirth.
把你们心中那首锡安歌唱给我们听吧。
Sing us one of those songs of Zion for us to hear.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些只不过是外边的难处。
However, brothers and sisters, these are but outward difficulties.
是一半的难处。
It's only half of the difficulties.
是他们为之流泪的一半的眼泪。
It's only half of the reason for why they weep.
当时以色列人被掳到巴比伦。
When Israel at that time was taken into exile.
他们是心惊胆战去的。
Their hearts were in fear and trepidation.
因为实在来说，他们不知道前面有多么大的难处是在等着他们。
Because honestly speaking, they didn't know the level of difficulties that was waiting for them.
毕竟叫他们国破家亡的敌人是极其残暴的。
Particularly because the people that were taking them hostage, they were particularly violent.
我们都记得在列王记下25章讲到耶路撒冷被尼布甲尼撒王攻破的那个情形。
We all remember the situation described to us in 2 Kings when Babylon came to enslave them, to have victory.
巴比伦是在犹大王西底家的面前杀了他所有的儿子。
Babylon, the king of Babylon slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah right before his own eyes.
然后挖去了西底家的眼睛。
And then put out, took his eyes.
用铜链子锁着他带到巴比伦去。
Bound him with bronze fetters.
所以当他们被带到巴比伦一路上的时候，他们当然是心惊胆战。
So of course, all along the journey to Babylon, their hearts were in great fear.
他们真是不知道到了巴比伦以后还有多么大的难处在等他们。
They didn't know how great the difficulties were going to be in front of them in Babylon.
然而这些人到了巴比伦以后，
And then once all these people arrived there,
他们才发现根本不是那么一回事。
They realized it wasn't what they had imagined.
原来巴比伦不可怕。
And Babylon wasn't a frightening place.
巴比伦可爱得很。
Babylon was so attractive.
当然一面来讲，巴比伦是偶像的城。
Of course, on one hand, that Babylon is the capital of idols.
这是不错的。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是从另一面来讲，弟兄姊妹。
But on the other hand, brothers and sisters,
巴比伦所有的偶像都是镀着闪闪发光的金子的。
All of the idols in Babylon were bright and shiny, covered with gold.
我们如果说连着尼布甲尼撒造的那个大金像，还有巴比伦城里2000多尊的这个偶像，他们都镀着闪闪发光的黄金的话，
including the image that Nebuchadnezzar had erected, including all the 2,000-some idols, all of them were gilded with gold and silver.
你可以想象巴比伦有多么富足。
You can imagine how wealthy Babylon was.
所以这些以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦的时候，他们当然有一个印象说巴比伦的黄金是用不完的。
And so of course these people, when they were taken captive into Babylon, they had this thought that all of the gold could not be used up in the city.
所以一面来说，巴比伦王现在是把这些以色列人踩在脚底下做王国奴。
So yes, on one hand, the king of Babylon now, he is trampling upon the children of Israel to be his slaves.
但是从另外一方面来讲，
Yet, on the other hand,
巴比伦的世界现在是张开了双臂来拥抱他们，来迎接他们的。
That the arms of Babylon are wide outstretched to embrace the people of Israel.
等到这些人胆战心惊一路上来到巴比伦城的时候，
When all of these people with great fright in their hearts arrived in Babylon,
他们发现就在他们的脚底下有一条黄金铺成的路在等他们。
They realized that right beneath their feet was streets covered in gold.
照我们中国人的讲法，
According to what the Chinese say,
巴比伦是一个他们躺着都能够发财的地方。
That even if they lay down, they can strike it rich.
巴比伦太丰富了，他们不计较黄金的质量的。
This was a place that was so abundant, they didn't need to fight for gold.
神的儿女，他们虽然失去了耶路撒冷。
Even though the children of God had lost Jerusalem,
但是等到他们到了巴比伦
once they arrived in Babylon,
他们可以说现在我们有巴比伦了
they can now say, well, now I have Babylon.
耶路撒冷过去了，现在巴比伦来了
Jerusalem has passed, Babylon has come.
我们不但有了巴比伦
not only do we have Babylon,
而且有了巴比伦以后，我们可以拥有全部的世界
but now that we have Babylon, we have gained the whole world.
这不就是今天的犹太民族吗
Isn't this the nation of Jews today?
弟兄姊妹，这就是那些当年坐在巴比伦的河边
Then, what about these who are seated at the rivers of Babylon?
那些人，他们另一半的难处，他们另一半的眼泪
So for these who are weeping, the other half of their weeping and of their tears.
我们读到但以理书第一章的时候，我们就可以知道的。
When we read Daniel chapter 1, we now come to understand.
那么巴比伦王是下令说是从被掳的犹大少年的当中。
Now the king had ordered for some of the youths and the nobles, some of these young people.
挑选一些年轻的俊才，把他们送到王宫的里边。
He had selected some of these youths from noble birth so that they could serve him in the palace.
巴比伦王把这些年轻人送到王宫的里边。
Babylon had selected these young people and sent them into the palace.
他们和王一同的吃喝。
Now they were to eat and drink together with the king.
他们在巴比伦王的面前，他们受到王子一样的优待和栽培。
Before the king of Babylon, here they were being treated as princes and being brought up.
那么我们知道但以理就在他们中间。
And we know that Daniel was one of these.
目的是什么？
What was the purpose?
难道巴比伦王他良心有愧吗？
Was it because the king of Babylon now all of a sudden felt guilty in his conscience?
难道他是想到说我灭这个耶路撒冷城的时候手段太残酷了，现在我要 pay back 吗？
Is it because he felt regret that he was too violent and aggressive when he destroyed Jerusalem, now he needed to pay them back?
都不是的，弟兄姊妹。
No, for not that reason.
巴比伦王的目的
The purpose for the king of Babylon
是叫这些的年轻人将来可以成为他手中可以用的人才。
It is so that these young people could be those who would be in his service.
那现在我们看见了。
And so now we see.
王国奴不但是可以在巴比伦的财富和黄金里边有份呢。
Now, not only did they have a portion in the fortunes of Babylon,
他们还可以参与巴比伦的政治，可以参与巴比伦的管理。
Now they can enter into the governmental and political service of Babylon.
所以你看见了吗？这是巴比伦更加诡诈的一种的政府。
This is an even more devious dealing of Babylon.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌的诡计和作为，今天在神的儿女中间不也是一样的吗？
Isn't the same in terms of the schemes of the enemy among his children, God's children?
历史是会过去的。
Yes, history will pass.
但是我们从神的话里边看见。
But we do see from God's word.
仇敌的作为是从来不会过去的。
That the work of the enemy does not pass away.
而且他的手法是从来没有改变过的。
And also his ways have not changed.
他过去在被掳的那些巴比伦在被掳的那些以色列人中间是怎样做的？
How he worked among the exiles in Babylon.
他今天在神的儿女中间照样用同样的手法来做的。
He is using the same tactics to do the same work among the children of God today.
那么我们不要忘记了。
So do not forget.
当初以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦的时候是百万之众的。
When Israel was taken captive into Babylon, that there were millions of them.
至少是一百万。
At least 1 million.
但是等到七十年以后
But after 70 years
以斯拉记一章告诉我们说
In the book of Ezra it tells us
耶和华的灵激动人的心
That the spirit of Jehovah had moved man's heart
当圣灵为着被掳归回在那些人心里做激动工作的时候
When the Holy Spirit was doing a work among the remnants
那么我们说这些人他们是被掳的来的
Yes, that these originally were exiles taken and enslaved.
那现在神的工作做成了，他们可以回去了。
But now that God's work was completed, they could return.
难道这些人不是应该爬着滚着都应该回去的吗？
That no matter how they go, that they would all want to return.
但是以斯拉记二章告诉我们说，回去的人不过只有四万多人。
However, in Ezra chapter 2, it tells us that those who returned was only about 40,000.
不过是当年被掳总数的 5% 而已。
Out of all those that were taken captive, it's only about 5%.
是全体的一个小尾巴。
A very small outlier out of the entire group.
所以圣经就把这些人称之为叫做余民。
That is why the Bible calls them remnants.
是余下来的整数除尽以后除不尽余下来的那个小尾巴。
They are a small group that is remaining left over out of the entire group.
我们今天在家都有过这样经历的。
Today we have all this the same experience at home.
到商场我们去买菜的时候。
When we need to go grocery shopping.
这个收银的人找你钱的时候。
And when the cashier needs to take your payment.
找你钱的时候十块二十块当然是要的。
Of course, they want the larger amounts, $10 or $20.
如果手里头有一分钱掉在地上。
But if you have lost a penny and you dropped it on the floor.
连我都会拉着我的姊妹讲，算了算了，一分钱不值得你弯腰的。
I would tell, even myself, I tell my wife, it's a penny, don't worry, don't pick it up.
弟兄姊妹，这掉下来的掉在地上的一分钱就是渔民。
But that one penny that fell on the floor, those are the remnants.
他们是全体人的一个小尾巴而已。
They are a small outlier out of the entire group.
那么我们就要问了。
And so we need to ask.
既然是百分之五的人。
Since it's only 5%.
那么百分之九十五的神儿女都到哪里去了？
Where are the 95%?
答案很简单，弟兄姊妹。
The answer is very simple, brothers and sisters.
他们都已经坐在巴比伦的银行里，坐在巴比伦的政府机关的里边，他们通通的都迷失在巴比伦的世界里。
They are all sitting in the banks of Babylon, in the official spots. They have all entered into Babylon society.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白了吗？
And so now, do we understand?
诗篇137篇那里说
Here in Psalm 137
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下
So we sat down by the rivers of Babylon
不是全体被掳的
It wasn't the entire group of captives from Israel
他们不过是百万以色列人当中的一个小尾巴
They are but a very small remnant outliers out of the entire millions of the Israelites
是他们中间掉在地上的一分钱而已
They are but a small penny that had dropped on the floor
他们不过是百万以色列人中的小群
They are only a small group out of the millions of Israelites
从世人的眼光甚至从他们自己同胞的眼光里边来看
From the perspective of the poet, or even from their own perspective,
他们完全是傻瓜。
They were all so foolish.
因为他们和时代是不合拍的。
Because they could not, they did not count for much.
正因为他们是傻瓜，他们和这个时代不合拍，所以他们才能够在巴比伦的河边，他们能够坐得下来。
Because they were so foolish, because of that very reason, they could sit down by the rivers of Babylon.
因为在当时，只要你是有一点脑子的人
Because even if you had a little bit of your mind,
只要你还知道一加一等于二的时候
As long as you understood that 1+1=2,
你不会坐到巴比伦的河边去
That you would not sit by the rivers of Babylon.
你不会到那里去浪费时间的。
You will not go there to waste your time.
因为地上的耶路撒冷早已经成为废墟了。
Because the earthly Jerusalem had already been destroyed.
一块石头都不在一块石头的上
面。Not one stone was still remaining upon another.
大好的前途放在你面前，你坐到河边去干什么？
A great future is in front of you. Why are you sitting by the rivers of Babylon?
当他们坐在巴比伦河边，
And so while they sat by the rivers of Babylon,
不但是仇敌尽情的可以来羞辱他们，
Not only were their captors mocking them,
可以来讥诮他们，
And laughing at them,
而且他们身边的同伴是一个一天比一天的少。
The companions next to them, day after day, there was less and less of them.
弟兄姊妹，人的耐心是有限度的。
Brothers and sisters, in our hearts, we are also limited.
我们都是有极限的人。
We have our limits.
人耐不住了。
Man can't stand it anymore.
所以他们一个一个的都进到巴比伦的大城里边去讨世界了。
And so one after another had entered into Babylon to chase after the world.
弟兄姊妹，今天你会愿意加入这些人吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be added into this group?
如果你加入进去了，
If you want to be added in,
你一定会发现你是坐在一个里外两面都难的一个难处的里面。
You will find that you are sitting in a problem inside out, outside in. It's full of difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，我们在巴比伦的河边坐下。
Brothers and sisters, we are now seated at the rivers of Babylon.
这些就是当时巴比伦河边真实的情形。
This was the true condition of those at the river.
你若愿意坐在巴比伦的河边，
If you're willing to sit by the rivers of Babylon,
你要好好的计算代价。
You must count the cost.
因为这就是当时在巴比伦的河边发生真实的情形。
Because this was the true condition of what had happened by the rivers of Babylon.
巴比伦夺走了他们的一切。
Babylon had taken everything away from them.
但是夺不走他们心里的那一首锡安的歌。
However, it could not take away the song of Zion in their hearts.
同伴们他们对地上的耶路撒冷都已经失望。
Their companions had already been lost to Babylon.
他们也失望的。
They also were lost.
但是同伴们失望了以后，他们是转头往大巴比伦大城里边去的。
When their companions were lost and went into Babylon,
这些人他们失望了，弟兄姊妹，他们却转头，他们向着神曾经借着先知应许给他们的那座锡安城。
But after they had felt that disappointment, this small group of people now turned their heads towards a promise that had been given to them from the prophets.
所以他们在那里说，
And so they could say there,
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，
We sat down and wept by the rivers of Babylon.
追想锡安就哭了。
And when we remembered Zion, we wept.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们再要说一遍。
So we want to say once more, brothers and sisters.
他们哭不是为着自己哭。
When they wept, it was not for themselves.
他们也不是为着环境哭。
It was also not for their environment.
他们更不是为着地上的耶路撒冷。
It was even more so not for Jerusalem.
地上的耶路撒冷，所罗门倒塌的圣殿，不值得他们流眼泪。
And the temple built by Solomon was not worth their tears.
他们哭是为着天。
They wept for Zion in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这就是巴比伦河边那些人眼泪的意义。
This is the meaning of the tears of those at the river of Babylon.
今天我们要问弟兄姊妹，这首锡安歌还在我们里面吗？
So today we need to ask, is the Song of Zion still in us today?
我们只要看一下周围的环境，你就知道为什么今天我们要问这个问题。
And so if you just take a look around you, then you will know why we ask this question.
今天我们的身边有多少的事情在吸引我们？
We can see how many things around us are attracting our hearts.
有社会公益的。
We have, talking about, societal rights.
Social justice.
Social justice.
有疫情的。
And we talk about the pandemic.
那么也有我们自己儿女家庭的等等的。
And we think about our own family, our children, etc.
我绝对不是说我们做神的儿女，我们就两耳不闻窗外事了。
I'm not saying that as children of God that we don't care about any of these things.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个世界的王，他的诡计，不就是要用这些事那些事，把我们里边都塞满？
But the scheme of the prince of this world today is using this thing or that thing and just filling everything up inside of us.
今天在神的儿女的中间。
Today, among the children of God.
不是也有许多的呼声说我们少讲一点那些看不见摸不到的事情。
Aren't there also many voices that tell us, oh, don't talk about the things that you can't see.
神的儿女的聚集，我们多讲一点看得见摸得着的现实的世界。
That among the children of God, why don't we talk about more practical things, things you can touch and see and feel?
我再说一遍，我不是说我们做神的儿女就可以扔下现实的生活完全不管。
And of course, I say again, as children of God, it's not that you toss away all your responsibilities and you don't care about anything.
但关键的是，弟兄姊妹，若是这些的事情把我们做成了我们的目的的话。
But what is most critical, brothers and sisters, is that if you use these things to be your purpose,
今天有谁还会去坐在巴比伦的河边呢？
Then who will sit by the rivers of Babylon?
这个世界的事情，这个世界所有的时间都是不够用的。
All of the things and occurrences and time of this world, you can't, there's not enough of it.
你怎么会有心有空去坐到巴比伦的河边？
How will you have time and even energy effort to sit by the rivers of Babylon?
我告诉你，就是你愿意去，你坐在巴比伦的河边，没有等你流眼泪，你后边的那个世界就把你摧毁去了。
Let me tell you that even before you have time to sit down and to even have time to weep, that the world behind you wants to swallow you up already.
但是如果你不流泪的话，你怎么能够追想西安？
However, if you do not shed tears, how can you think of Zion?
当世界用到各种各样的事情，把神儿女的眼泪一滴一滴都榨干了以后，
When the world wipes away tear by tear from your face, from the children of God,
弟兄姊妹，神儿女的中间有谁还会为巴比伦流泪呢？
Then who among the children of God will weep for Babylon?
谁还会一追想西安就流泪呢？
Who will also weep for Zion?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，叫神的儿女丢掉西安，叫神的儿女忘掉心中那首西安的歌。这个是仇敌从创世纪一直到启示录，他所有的计划和工作。
The enemy's work from the very beginning, from Genesis all the way to now, is to make you forget about this, about Jerusalem, about Zion, about the song of Zion.
我们常常的要问今世代属灵的背景是什么。
So we often need to ask, what is the spiritual background?
弟兄姊妹，叫我们忘掉西安，这就是今世代的属灵的大背景。
Today, the great spiritual background is to make us forget about Zion.
因为只要神的儿女从荣耀的锡安被引开了。
Because once the children of God have been deceived and taken out of glorious Zion,
那么这首锡安歌从我们里边就被骗走了。
Then the song of Zion has been deceived out of our hearts.
今天神儿女所有的聚集，我们就全部都失去了意义和价值了。
Then all of the gatherings of the children of God have lost its meaning and value.
所以我们还要问说，弟兄姊妹，今天那首锡安歌还在我们里面吗？
So we want to ask today, brothers and sisters, do we still have the song of Zion in our hearts?
今天我们的聚会到底是为着地上的耶路撒冷，还是为着天上的锡安？
Today, are we gathering for the sake of the earthly Jerusalem or the heavenly Zion?
我们不要忘记了，在圣经的历史和教会的历史都是一模一样的。
We should not forget that the history of the scripture as well as the history of the church are the same.
常常是神的儿女最先把锡安歌给丢掉了。
Oftentimes, it's the children of God who forget and lose the Song of Zion.
仇敌是一分一秒都没有忘记这首诗。
However, the enemy has not forgotten it for a second.
诗篇137篇。
In Psalm 137.
正是借着巴比伦人的口，我们才知道那些的以色列人，他们带着情，他们流着泪坐到巴比伦的河边，他们到底是为什么。
It is from the mouths of the people of Babylon. Now we know why these people are taking their instruments and with their tears seated at the river.
诗人在第三节他是这么说的。
And so the psalmist in verse 3 says,
在那里掳掠我们的叫我们唱歌。
Our captors demanded of us songs.
抢夺我们的叫我们作乐。
And those who are our tormentors, they want us to sing.
然后说给我们唱一首西安歌吧。
And they ask of us, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌很知道这首歌。
Brothers and sisters, the enemy knows this song.
他很惦记这首歌。
And he pays close attention to this song.
我们可以把这首歌放下了，再捡起来，捡起来，再放下。
If we put it down or forget it, we could pick it up at any time.
他每一天都没有忘记。
But the enemy never forgets it, not for a day.
主来的日子越近，
The day of the Lord's return is near.
他就越惦记这首歌。
And so he hates it even more.
因为西安是仇敌的眼中钉，是不是？
Because the enemy is constantly focused upon Zion, isn't that right?
因为教会胜过仇敌，不是靠着地上的耶路撒冷，是靠着天上的西安。
Because the church is not going to overcome the enemy through the earthly Jerusalem. It is through Zion.
不是地上的耶路撒冷来宣判仇敌的失败，而是天上的西安要来宣判仇敌永远的失败。
The proclamation of victory over the enemy is not on the earthly Jerusalem, but the heavenly Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹，他怎么会忘记这首歌呢？
So how can he forget this song?
今天我们只要进到教会生活的实际的里面，
Today, if you enter into the reality of church life,
我们就会发现这是很现实、很激烈的一个征战。
You will find that this is a very practical, very true and severe battle.
那么在这个征战的里边，弟兄姊妹，你和我，我和你，我们到底是站在哪一边呢？
And in this battle, for you, for me and for you, which side are you on?
我想我们因着时间的关系，我们必须要跳过中间的一段。
And for the sake of time, we're going to skip the middle section.
我们来看第七节到第九节。
Let's take a look at verses 7 through 9.
在这里诗人他就说到了以东和巴比伦的审判。
Here, the psalmist speaks of Edom and his sons.
西安的歌和以东巴比伦的审判到底有什么关系？
What's the relationship between Edom and the Song of Zion?
许多弟兄姊妹读过圣经以后都发现神的话有一个特点
呢。And for many brothers and sisters who read God's word, we find there's this characteristic.
就是惜字如金。
That is,
神的话没有浪费的地方。
God does not waste his words.
所以这么宝贝的话，它一定是以东和巴比伦的审判和西安，它一定是有一个直接关系的，他才会说这个事情。
There must be a direct relationship between Babylon and Edom and Zion. That is why he speaks of it.
那么他在第四节诗人说，我们怎能在外邦唱耶路撒冷的歌呢？
In verse 4, the psalmist says, how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
那么换一句话就是说，神的儿女他们虽然看重这首歌。
And that is, in another words, the children of God, even though they can see this song,
巴比伦把他们什么都夺去了。
And Babylon has taken away everything.
但是就是没有夺去他们心中的这首歌。
But they have not taken away this song from their hearts.
所以现在他们到巴比伦的河边，他们来准备唱这首歌。
And so now that they have come to the rivers of Babylon and are prepared to sing it,
但是他们到了巴比伦的河边，他们发现这首歌在他们的里边却唱不出来。
And yet they have now found that once they have come to the river, they cannot sing it.
所以他们就把唱歌用的琴就挂在柳树上了。
And so now they put that song and their instruments upon the tree.
他们一追想西安就流泪了。
Because once they think of Zion,And they begin to weep.
那么我们就要问，这一首歌到底怎么样才能够从神的儿女口中唱出来呢？
So now we need to ask, how can the children of God actually sing it from their mouths?
所以我们今天读诗篇137篇，我们当然要问一个问题，说这首歌虽然宝贵， 但是把这首歌唱出来的那条路在什么地方呢？
And so today we need to say, yes, this song is indeed precious, but what is the way? How are we to sing this song?
如果找不着这条路的话，弟兄姊妹，
If you cannot find the way to sing it,
那么我们每一个主日我们都可以唱美丽西安我神圣城。
Then we can say, glorious city of our God, O Zion, every Sunday.
但是这首歌在我们中间它就永远是诗歌本第677首。
But then this song forever will just remain hymn 677 in our hymn book.
如果找不到唱出这一首歌的路在什么地方的话，那么这首诗歌没有什么意义的。
Then there's not much meaning if you have not found the way to be able to sing the song.
所以在这里就说到以东和巴比伦的审判。
So here it speaks of Edom and those in Babylon.
那么我们前面说过，巴比伦是代表宗教和偶像的世界。
We said before, Babylon represents the religious world as well as idols.
那么我们读过俄巴底亚书，我们就知道以东是说到人的肉体。
And so if you read the book of Obadiah, you find that Edom represents man's flesh.
那么现在我们就知道以东和巴比伦这两个，一个是在里边，一个是在外边，他们好像是一个搭档一样，他们里应外合，在神的儿女的中间就把西安歌就给拦阻了。
And so now we understand that one is outside, one is inside. Babylon and Edom, there's like this seesaw. It is always taking the song of Zion out of the hearts of the children of Israel.
那么换一句话就是说，如果以东巴比伦在神的儿女的中间的话，在神的儿女里边的话，那么西安歌就永远是一首哑巴歌。
Or in another words, that if Edom and Babylon are always in the midst of the children of Israel, then the Song of Zion will cause you to be a mute.
那么再换一句话说，西安如果要在神的儿女里边得着地位的话，以东代表的肉体和巴比伦代表的宗教和偶像就必须要受审判。
And so in another words, that if Edom is the flesh and if Babylon is the world, then it needs to be judged.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道了这条路在什么地方。
So now we understand where is this way.
因为在俄巴底亚书最后一节那里说到，
Because in the very last verse of Obadiah, it tells us,
必有拯救者上锡安山审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华。
The deliverers will ascend Mount Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.
我们读到诗篇137篇，我们跑不掉最后一节，就是第九节的那句话的。
When we read Psalm 137, verse 9, our attention is always stuck on that verse.
那里说，拿巴比伦的婴孩摔在磐石上的，那人变为有福。
It says, how blessed will be the one who seizes and dashes your little ones of Babylon against a rock.
实在来说，对那些不认识十字架致死肉体的宗教，
Honestly speaking, those who do not understand the cross or just believe in religion.
对于那些没有十字架经历的人来说的话，这句话实在来讲是非常刺耳，是非常生硬的。
To those who do not understand the cross or the way of the cross, this sentence, it just seems so violent and it just sticks out.
我们今天没有太多的时间我们来讲这句话。
We don't have too much time to expound on this verse.
但是这句话是宝贝的话。
However, this verse is precious.
这句话是我们唱锡安歌的那条路。
This verse is the way for us to be able to sing the Song of Mount Zion.
对于唱过锡安歌的人来说，
For those who have sang the Song of Zion,
这句话实在就是我们生命的经历。
This verse is the way of life for us.
我们读过诗篇137篇。
Now if you've read Psalm 137,
我想在这里我们和大家有两个勉励。
I want to have two words of encouragement for everyone.
第一，荣耀的锡安是我们在今世代我们不能够失去的意象。
That the vision of Zion is a vision that we cannot lose today.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是怕在我们中间讲锡安讲的太多了，而是怕我们讲的太少了。
Today we're not afraid of speaking too much of Zion. We're afraid that we have spoken too little of it.
以至于我们就忘记了教会在地上的目的和理由是什么。
So that we have forgotten the purpose and reason for why the church is still on earth.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们讲西安的意象，不是要把我们两只脚扎起来，悬在空中，像中国店卖的那个烧鸭一样的。
Today when we are speaking of Mount Zion, it's not just so that we are all hanging in midair like the ducks that they hang up in Chinatown.
在诗篇48篇的里边。
In Psalm 48.
诗人不但是在意象的里边让我们看见荣美的西安。
The poet not only wants us to see the glorious Zion.
这是意象是绝对不错的。
Because yes, the vision shows us this, it is right.
但是你去读在诗人他在最后的三节。
But in the last three verses of that psalm,
他更是向我们说。
He tells us even more so.
他说你们当周游西安，四面旋绕，数点城楼，你们要细看他的外郭，查看他的宫殿，为要传到后代。
Walk around Zion and go around her, count her towers, consider her ramparts, go through her palaces that you may tell it to the next generation.
你读到这里你一定会问的。
So when you read this, you will ask,
我们怎么在地上去周游天上的西安?
How can we walk around this heavenly city?
我们怎么能够在地上,在我们这些人的中间,我们去旋绕和数点天上荣耀的城呢?
On earth, for us who dwell here, how can we circle the towers, count the ramparts, and all of that that's a heavenly city?
弟兄姊妹，我们若是站在新约的启示的里边，我们就知道，诗人在这里说，是说到教会的建造。
And so with the understanding of the revelation in the New Testament, the poet here is speaking of the building up of the church.
荣耀的西安要在所有看见他的那个神儿女的里边成为每一天新鲜活泼的时机。
The glorious vision of Zion needs to be a living and fresh revelation and vision in every child of God.
那么这样我们在地上的聚集，我们每一天的聚集就成为天上荣耀西安的见证和彰显。
Then every gathering that we have, whether it's every day or each time we gather, it will be the reality of a heavenly Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这就是教会的目的和意义。
This is the purpose and the value of the church.
巴不得有一天我们周围的人和我们的后代他们都能够指着我们今天的聚集，他们说一句话。
We hope that the people around us, as well as our next generation, that one day they will say of us regarding our gathering.
在这些人的中间，我们看见了西安。
That among these people we have seen Zion.
我们到了西安。
We have come to Zion.
我们登上了那边的城楼。
We have come up to that city.
我们摸到了那座荣耀的城的砖头。
And we have touched of the stones in that glorious city.
我们走过了西安城的大道。
We have walked on that path to Zion.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做西安成了我们的意象。
This is Zion becoming our vision.
第二点，西安的意象必定要把我们带进十字架得生命的路。
Secondly, Zion's vision must take us upon the way of the cross.
因为诗人他在诗篇137篇里边叫我们看见。
Because even the psalmist in Psalm 137, he wants us to see.
西安的歌要从我们口中唱得出来的话。
For us to be able to sing the song of Zion from our own mouth.
就必须把我们里边的以东和巴比伦都摔到磐石上去。
We must shatter the Edom and the Babylon from within us.
那现在我们知道了，保罗说那磐石就是基督。
And so now we understand when Paul says that that rock is Christ.
就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
That is Christ and him crucified.
我们再说一遍，若是没有这一条路的话，
We say again, without this way,
我们每一个主日都可以唱那首诗歌，美丽西安我神圣城。
Then every Sunday, if we don't have this song, every Sunday we can still sing, glorious things of thee are spoken.
但是这首歌它在我们中间就永远是诗歌本的677首，除了这以外就没有任何意义。
Then otherwise it would just be a hymn, 677 in the book. Other than that, it would have no other meaning for us.
我们的弟兄尼托生弟兄他在年轻的时候
When Brother Watchman Nee, when he was young,
有一次他和弟兄们起了争执那么彼此就不能和睦了
One time he had an argument with some of his brothers and so there was no more harmony between him and them.
但是主的身体的见证是合而为一的
But the testimony of the body of the Lord is unity.
所以身体不能够和睦的话让我们的弟兄心里很难过
So when there was no unity in the body of Christ, it caused my brother's heart to have a lot of difficulty.
但是他又找不到这一条路在什么地方。
But he didn't know the way out.
所以他就带着这个问题去问何寿恩姊妹。
So he brought this question and brought it to ask Sister Margaret Barber.
我们的姊妹就对弟兄说。
And so our sister told her brother.
你所看重的问题是谁对谁错。
The question in your heart is who is right, who is wrong.
我所看重的问题是十字架。
But what I see, the problem is the cross.
然后何姊妹就问尼托生弟兄说
And then Sister Margaret asked her brother
你先放下外边的道理看看你里边的感觉是什么
If you put down the outward reasoning then take a look at what you feel inside
这时候我们的弟兄就承认说
And at this time our brother said
以道理来讲我是对的以生命里边的生命来讲我实在是错的
According to the reason outwardly, I am right. But according to the life within, I am wrong.
弟兄姊妹就这样重新和好的事情就在他们这些弟兄的当中就做成。
And then the work of harmony and unity among the brothers was completed.
西安是何等荣耀的意象。
Zion is a glorious vision.
是何等甜美的一个世界。
It is a very beautiful and sweet reality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，愿我们都能够走在主量给我们得生命的这条路上。
May we all walk upon this way of life that the Lord has given to us.
叫西安早日的在我们里边成为实际，我们就可以催促主的再来。
That the earlier Zion can become a reality within us, the earlier the Lord will return.
我们一起有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
愿主你的话说在我们里边。
May you speak your words into us.
就像种子撒在好土里。
Just like seeds that have been sown in good soil.
它会往下扎根，往上结果。
That it may bear fruit, bear roots downwards and bear fruit upwards.
有30倍、60倍和100倍的果子。
That there would be fruits 30, 60, and 100-fold.
我们愿这果子早日结出来。
We desire that these fruits would be born sooner.
因为我们心里是何等巴不得主你来。
Because our hearts so desire for you to return.
我们愿主你来，愿你快来。
Lord, may you come soon, come quickly.
祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' most holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.